send a little girl for me to thrill.
All right, the president now. Having tea and crumpets. Something like that. What's a crumpet? Well, maybe my next guest can sort it out for me. Curtis Ellis here, former Trump campaign trade advisor. Curtis, how are you today?
It's great to be here with you, Steve.
What's a crumpet?
What's a trumpet? A strumpet?
A crumpet. You know, tea and crumpets.
A crumpet. Oh, a crumpet. Teas and crumpets. It's something you eat with tea.
Yes, something you eat with the queen, apparently, which the president is over
right.
in
you
the
know,
UK
the
right now.
Queens exist solely on crumpets and tea. It's a very interesting thing. That's what qualifies you to become a queen.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So one of the things coming out, and we're going to get to China trade here in a second, but one of the things coming out, Theresa May, she's out at the end of the week because of her failure to get Brexit done. Boris Johnson and others among those jockeying for the job, and those jockeying for the job are all very pro-Brexit, and they say they can get a deal done with the United States when it comes to trade that'll be very good for both sides, the fifth biggest economy in the world, that being Britain's, working with the biggest, that of course being ours. Do you see that as a real possibility, something very positive and likely?
Well, I think we could make a trade deal with Great Britain very easily because here's a country with the same standard of living as us, right? We don't have to get into all kinds of complicated negotiations of the fact that, like with these other countries where the workers earn a dollar a day or a dollar an hour, Britain, it's a natural, right? That may be why previous administrations didn't want to make that trade deal, because there is no great advantage from exploiting cheap labor by opening up trade with a country that works on the same standards that we do.
Sure.
But this administration, President Trump, has a wholly different attitude. We want to trade with our friends. We want to trade with people that share our values. And one of our values is you pay workers a decent amount of money
so they can actually afford
the things that they bought, that they make.
That's exactly right. So as you look at China, obviously the ongoing trade negotiations continue. And the Chinese have a long history, as you know, stealing intellectual property, hacking, demanding that if you want access to their markets, you give them your trade secrets. Hey, we'll let you come in here and sell your stuff, but you tell us how you do it. And then, of course, a year later, you're out of business because they're doing it themselves. And so we have this impasse with China. Where do you see this heading?
I see this heading as a protracted confrontation, a protracted negotiation, if you will, a protracted maybe an impasse. It took us 30, 40 years to get into this pickle, and it's going to take us a long time to get out of it. I don't know if it's going to take us 30 or 40 years. I don't think it'll just be that long. But look, why are we negotiating with – what is the basis of the negotiation, as you just explained? Please stop stealing from us. Please stop cheating from us. I mean, what kind of negotiation is that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you stop stealing from us, we're going to lock our doors now. And we're not going to let you in. We're not going to let the thieves in. How about that? There's a negotiation, and that's essentially what President Trump is doing. He's saying, we're not going to beg you to stop stealing from us. You're not going to stop stealing from us? Well, then we're going to make it very hard for you to do any kind of business with us.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. As you look at the tariffs, and the tariffs being something that was, you know, enshrined in the United States Constitution, when you look at these tariffs, do you think that it will encourage companies, whether in China or now Mexico, because of a conversation that a week from today, tariffs could be implemented on Mexican imports, will this encourage companies to relocate to the United States, as the president has said? Will that bring companies back to the U.S.?
It will over time. It'll bring them out of China, that's for sure. And then it will bring them closer to the United States and into the United States. Craftsman Tools, Black & Decker, Craftsman, I've got the vice president flying over me right now, Craftsman Tools, famous Sears brand, used to be made in the United States. They moved to China.
Sure.
They're moving back to the United States. Thanks to new technology, automation, they're able to manufacture Craftsman tools in Texas, outside of Dallas, cheaper and more efficiently than working in China with the tariffs.
What about industries like
Black & Decker now owns the Craftsman tools, and they made that decision, and it's a great example of what we're talking about.
What about industries like textiles? You know, when I was a kid, North Carolina and that part of the country created a lot of textiles. I don't have textile mills left in America to speak of, because you get all this incredible, as you point out, when you pay somebody a dollar a day, you get incredibly cheap clothing, gets, you know, exported out of China and Vietnam and Cambodia and wherever else. Any chance that industries like that could get a footing back in North America?
I do believe yes. In those days, for everybody to understand, that there used to be quotas on how many textiles could come in from China and come in from these other countries. We got rid of all those quotas along with the tariffs, and that's what destroyed the textile industry.
Yeah, that didn't work out very well for us, did it? So here's the other thing. In all of this going on, and then I see the USMCA that's just languishing. You know, I live in Michigan, and I can assure you that people that live in Michigan and the upper Midwest, we have a great trading partner in Canada. We need the USMCA finished. We know that the vast majority of agricultural goods from America go to Mexico that we create. I mean, there's a great market. We need to get the USMCA put together, but the Democrats seem to show no interest whatsoever.
Yeah, they're dithering on this the same way they dithered on the border when you have a million people crossing the border, a million expected to cross this year alone, and they can't seem to get their act together. They're dithering on USMCA. They're trying to figure out, do they want it? They're complaining that it doesn't do enough for the Mexicans. It doesn't do enough for the Mexican workers or the Mexican environment or something. I think it's going to work out, and I think they will get it done, because the political calculation is Nancy Pelosi understands she needs to show the voters that the Democratic Congress can do something other than gripe about pretending to impeach the president or obstructing, covering up something that's not covered up, covering up something that you can go and read right now, which is the Mueller report. But so and everybody, even the Ralph Nader Democrats acknowledge that the USMCA is better than NAFTA. It's an improvement.
Of course it
is. There is no disputing that.
And Donald Trump could never get it done. He could never renegotiate and so on and so forth, the same nonsense. And he does get it done.
Right.
And the only people that aren't getting it done are the Democrats, who do not want to give this president another win. Correct? All right. So greatly appreciate you being here as always, Curtis. You're an insightful and wise individual, and I greatly appreciate the time.
Well, you're insightful and wise too, Steve, so it's always nice to talk with you.
Thank you, Curtis. We'll talk soon, I'm sure, my friend.
Yay.
There you have it. Yay. I like that. Former Trump campaign trade advisor Curtis Ellis here on the program. And, you know, we've got to get these barriers out of the way, and maybe we can get rid of tariffs altogether. But right now, here's where we are. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with the MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. I mean, there are thousands of jobs in the construction industry available. Entry level, mid-level, executive level, and they're all out there for you. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. Get started today. Also, click on the sexiest job of the week to find some of the greatest jobs available today. Don't wait another moment. The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.